From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A camera on a Jerusalem religious site, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Sunday, added video surveillance to the Temple Mount site in Jerusalem, referred to by Muslims as Noble Sanctuary, is in Israel's best interest. He told a cabinet meeting that the step would help both to refute claims that Israel wants to change the rules that allow Muslims to pray there, but also to, in his words, show where the provocations are really coming from. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said Saturday Israel and Jordan agreed on specific steps to help reduce violence, including the video monitoring. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad said Sunday eliminating the threat of what he called terrorists in his country would lead to a political solution to the civil war there. Assad met with a group of Russian lawmakers and other officials in Damascus. One member of the Russian delegation, lawmaker Alexander Yushchenko, relayed that Assad said he was prepared to take part in a new presidential election, as well as holding a vote for parliament, if that is what the Syrian people want. Tanzanians went to the polls Sunday to elect a new president and parliament. Voting was peaceful in the capital and appeared to run smoothly with no incidents of violence or unrest. A video posted online Sunday reportedly shows the U.S. and Peshmerga raid on an Islamic State prison in northern Iraq last week that freed 69 hostages. In the two-minute video shared by the Kurdistan Regional Security Council, several commandos in uniform are seen leading a group of men quickly between rooms as nonstop gunfire crackles nearby. This is VOA News. Former British Prime Minister Tony Blair has apologized for what he calls mistakes made during the U.S.-led invasion of Iraq. In an interview with CNN, Blair also cites the invasion as a trigger for current conflicts in the region, including the rise of the Islamic State group in Iraq and Syria. While critical of the flawed information on weapons of mass destruction that led to the invasion, Blair said he finds it hard to apologize for removing Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein. European leaders meeting in Brussels are considering sending 400 border guards and setting up new checkpoints if the EU's frontier states drop their policy of giving migrants passage to other countries. A draft statement also broached the possibility of deploying more ships off the coast of Greece and agreeing not to send migrants from one country to another without prior agreement. Slovenian Prime Minister Miro Cerar sounded the alarm.
If we do not deliver some immediate and concrete actions on the ground in the next few days and weeks, I do believe that the European Union and the Europe as a whole will start to falling apart.
Sunday's meeting is the latest in a series of top-level EU meetings. Meanwhile, the flow of migrants through the Balkans toward Western Europe continued unabated. People in Poland were voting Sunday in a parliamentary election that is expected to shift power from a centrist government to one led by a socially conservative and Eurosceptic party. Polls are voting to pick up, are voting to pick 460 lawmakers to the lower house of parliament and 100 to the Senate. Ivory Coast is holding the first round of a presidential election. President Alassane Ouattara, widely expected to win, says he wants a first-round knockout victory. The Republic of Congo voted Sunday on constitutional changes that would allow President Denis Sassou Nguesso to seek another term. The proposed amendments would abolish a two-term limit for presidents and an age limit of 70. Argentines are voting in elections to choose their next president, the successor to President Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner. Recent surveys show candidate Daniel Scioli, Fernandez's chosen successor, close to the 40% threshold for him to win outright. Guatemalans are voting in a presidential runoff election as a former TV comedian with no political experience is poised to win office after a corruption scandal toppled the country's last leader and fueled voter outrage with the political establishment. Voter surveys show 46-year-old Jimmy Morales is set to easily win Sunday's vote against former First Lady Sandra Torres. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.